What does it mean to live together?
On this land?
In this place?
Burnt Thicket Theater presents
We Treaty People. Audio dramas exploring what it means to embrace all our relations.
This week's episode was written by Jennifer Dawn Bishop, performed by Errol Canistano, Ezra Forrest, and Raven Dahlman. Direction and dramaturgy by Donna Michelle St. Bernard and Amanda Trapp. Theme music by Daryl Doslaw, with Jordan Daniels, Marco Kichita, and Donnie Spidell. Recording, editing, and sound design by me, Tim Bratton.
And now, recorded on Treaty 6 territory, we bring you Taken Before Birth. Did you really try eating it?
Yep, it's true. I was just a young boy. I thought it would taste like KFC.
And she cooked it for you and everything?
She did. My mother tried to tell me, but I wouldn't let up, so she plucked it and prepared the bird I found and fried it up with some lard and gave it to me.
Did you eat the whole thing?
I took one bite and was spitting it out. My mother laughed up a storm and gave me that old I told you so look.
That's gross, but you're funny.
One of my favorite memories I have of my mother.
Grandpa?
Young one. You can call me Mushum.
I forgot. Thanks, Mushum.
No worries. No sissimis squasis.
Tell me a ghost story.
Your mother said no more ghost stories.
That's not fair. It was just two nightmares.
When you're older, I will tell you about the one I told your mom when she was young. Very scary.
Cool, I can't wait.
Oh, it's late. I better get you tucked in. That was fast. I was barely out of my rocker.
I drink all my milk and eat lots of small green trees.
Small green trees? Oh, you mean broccoli? Never thought I would ever hear kids say that.
Can you tell me another story?
It's already past bedtime, and you have school.
Please, 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 please.
I'll let you stay up a little longer tomorrow.
Promise.
That's a promise. Don't tell your parents.
I won't, Grand Mushum.
What do we have here?
It's my storybook.
What kind of story? Wow. Did you draw all this?
Uh-huh. I like drawing what I see in my head and telling stories with pictures instead of words.
You will have to tell me what the pictures say sometime.
When it's all done, I'll tell you what each page says.
Can't wait. Now get some sleep. I'm going to do the same thing. At my age, old farts like me need the rest.
You said fart, silly Mushum.
Looks like someone is ready for bedtime.
No, I'm not sleepy.
I'll see you in the morning, little one.
Good night. Mushum?
Yes, my girl?
How come I'm not status?
We are, but... Well, it's... Why'd you ask?
Just some boys at my school were saying I can't be status because Mom, Dad, and me don't have a card.
Don't worry about what others say. They haven't learned the full history.
You have a card, though.
A status card, yes.
But why do we need cards?
We shouldn't have to need them, but...
I would need one later?
It's just a card. We are who we are with or without one.
Are we status if we don't have it?
My girl.
How do I get one?
It's a registration thing.
Where do we do that?
That's a lot to get into. Not tonight.
Tomorrow?
We'll see. Right now, you need to be asleep. Your mom will come home soon, and you and me don't want to get into trouble again.
Okay. Night.
Enter your PIN, then press pound. To reach another mailbox, press... To listen to your new messages, press 1. To listen... Voice message.
Hi, Dad. I'll be home soon. Cole is stuck at work for another hour or so. Call me if you need anything. Love you.
End of message. To delete...
November 8th, 2021. Entry number 1123. 2 weeks since my last entry. The day of mine and my beloved's 38th anniversary. Heck of a milestone. And occasion celebrated with the whole family. Our daughter surprised me with a gift. She got me one of those iPads to use. But I prefer the old-fashioned way, writing by hand. This is what comes natural to me, so I don't mind the teasing. My hand guides the ink just fine. This feels more personal to me. My Mary Lynn, our new sim takes after you. She has your wisdom and perception. I think you would be proud of the woman our daughter has become. I just wish this could have been written in Soto. The ability to write in the old ways. I can't help but feel my blood boil. I lost so many things, so much taken. Even before I was born, they took so many damn things from me. And I'm not talking about the annuities. Even after all these years, I'm still fighting to get back what was lost. It's hard when there isn't a lot of time left. Arnosa Semisquesis, as young as she is, asked me if we were status. I wouldn't even know where to begin. I know it's important to talk to her about this. I find myself struggling, to be honest. It's a lot to take in. And it's a heavy weight on my mind and my heart. Doesn't matter how many years it's been. My anger from it all still gets me worked up to this day. Can you blame me? No, don't get me wrong. I know having the status cards can do a lot of good for our people. It's also a fucking curse. A reminder that I don't belong. I'm not fully white, I'm not fully brown. Finding acceptance in the middle is not as simple as some would believe. For many, I guess all it takes is a plastic card to tell me who I am as an Indigenous man. One would think it would have been easy to register. In some cases, sure. Parents would have registered their kids at birth. It took me years to be able to apply to get my status. My mother couldn't for me because she fell in love with my father who wasn't from the same community. You see, any woman that married outside the community had their status stripped from them. So, after she married my father, her rights were taken so fast. After that, my mother couldn't register any of her kids. That will always be a hard reality to swallow. My rights taken. Next came the poverty, the schools, the struggle for survival, culture ripped, language ripped, identity in pieces and all the ugly discrimination. Terrible things I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. You know what, though? I'm still here. Our people are still here. We are a family of resilience and love. I came close to letting all that hardship take me. I made it through. I have more to do, and hopefully before I pass into the spirit world. I may not have much to leave behind for our family, but I've got this. My journal. Many journals, actually. They are filled with my life's journeys, stories, good, bad, silly, and memories. These carry the words that I have trouble explaining out loud. This will be here for you when it's time. Computers and iPads, cell phones, as advanced as our technology goes, it can still break. My journal doesn't need charging. It can still get water damage, so I gotta be careful about that. Can't put a journal in a bag of rice. To whoever reads this, know that I love you. And I'm sorry for swearing. I shouldn't do that. Does it count if it's in a book? Knowing you, Marilyn, I'm certain when we reunite, you'll probably slap me upside the head for using foul words. I miss you, my love. I do hope that I join you in the spirit world as peacefully as you went in. Anyways, till my next entry. Garrow River Pine.
Hey, Dad. I thought you'd be asleep already.
Just heading to sleep now. How was your day?
Good. Draining, but nothing I can't handle.
Just as your mom.
I'm going to wait for Cole for a bit.
There's fry bread on the counter for you and Cole.
Thanks, Dad. Are you okay, Dad?
I'm fine. Damn, vertigo. I think I'll just rest on the couch for a while. It's okay. You don't need to watch over.
I don't mind. Is she asleep?
Yawning on my way out.
I'll check on her in a bit.
Little new system asked me if she was status.
What? What did you tell her?
Nothing. It caught me off guard. She asked me if we could talk about it tomorrow.
Oh, Dad.
I didn't bring it up. She's going to keep asking questions.
No, she's too young to have the status card conversation.
It's more than that. Maybe we should start talking about it.
What good would it do? I've gone my whole life without status, and I'm fine with it. This is too much delay on her.
Daughter, after what happened to me growing up and losing almost everything about our traditions and where we come from, I should have tried harder when I was younger. Your mother and I thought it would be easier to let you decide.
I'm glad that you and Mom never forced anything on me. Church, culture. Dad, I don't blame you.
I can't help but feel that I let you down. I didn't try hard and now it's fading. Just don't want Nusim to grow up not knowing.
What am I supposed to say to her?
I think you mean we.
Dad, I'm trying to spare you from having to talk about your past. I know it's painful. I can feel it.
I know. I will be fine. You don't need to protect me. I love you, my girl.
I love you, Dad. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
Tomorrow, you, me, and Cole will talk about it together. If my daughter wants to know where she comes from, maybe her identity won't be so split up either. Now it's your bedtime, Dad.
Wake me up in a little while. Can't have another sore back again.
I will. November 8th, 2021. Dear Journal, I wish I tried harder too. I'll get into that later. Today, by accident, I found Cole's gift he must have gotten for our 13-year anniversary present. A rose gold birthstone bracelet. The engraving. To my forever love. I wanted to cry, and now I sort of feel guilty finding it early. I will have to get him something just as special.
We Treaty People is a production of Burnt Thicket Theater.
Support our work with a donation and learn more about the artists at burntthicket.com. Special thanks go to the Canada Council for making this project possible.
And to our season sponsors, Shercom Industries and SK Arts. This work was gratefully created on Treaty 6 territory and on the homeland of the Métis.
Join us next time for a conversation with the artists about this episode of We Treaty People.